Hi, everybody. Tonight is Friday. This is the Creation Lightship Show, and we're happy to be with you again. We have Sylvia, our co-host, on tonight. And this is our kind of a paranormal show, so if you'd like to call in, you can do so. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here in cyberspace, and hello and welcome, everyone. So, it's Friday night. I'm sure everyone is kicking back now and get ready to relax and unwind from their week. And a wonderful thing to do just to get started is to get heart-centered. All the agitation and things that you experience when you're in your mind, you can let that go when you drop down into your heart center and you get into the moment instead of thinking about the past or thinking about things related to the future. So if you would just scroll down on the Creation Lightship page until you get to the picture of the beautiful light being, we'll ask Ron to activate that for us and drop everyone into their heart centers so that they can just really experience the divine energies and get into a beautiful space to start their weekend. So would you like to do that, Ron?
Sure. Okay. So here we go. We're going to drop down. So like the elevator that we do all the time, 10th floor is your forehead, if you want to call it that, you know, the information, your thoughts between your ears. This is where we get our information from normally, in our head. That's why people say, you know, you want to get out of your head. And here we go. So dropping down. So think of an elevator going to your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we should be heart-centered. And back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so in a few minutes we'll get into some discussion of, like Ron said, paranormal topics. And if anybody would like to call in and share your experiences or ask Ron questions, I'll give you the phone number for tonight. It's a different phone number than usual because we're on Station 2 tonight. So the number to call is area code 415-762-1161. That's a California area code, so it's not toll-free, but it's I think a San Francisco area code. It's 415-762-1161. So we welcome you to call if you'd like, and you can also put your questions into the fast chat window, and we'll try to take care of those as well. We have a couple of requests, Ron, for an anger body clearing sample.
I'm already yawning here. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Two people experiencing trouble with that today.
Yeah, already. Man, here we go. Anger. So, let's see here. Let's have some fun. Let's start the anger clearing. And I'm trying to see here. Let's do it from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay, and you can just see what happened. I'm doing it this way because a lot of times people get under attack around 3 in the morning. And so maybe you were abducted and you woke up angry, not knowing about it. And I'm just curious. So we'll just see when it started. So remember, this is our paranormal show, so we can do whatever we want. So here we go. So 3 a.m. to 6. So I'll count to 10 to clear that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, do it again. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Probably most people get up in that time frame there. So here we go. So 1, oh man, maybe it's a carryover from yesterday. Oh, whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. Now we'll do from, we'll say, 9 to noon. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Interesting. Not much there at all. And now we'll do from noon to 3 p.m. So 1, 2, I'm yawning. Oh, boy.
Yeah, as soon as you said noon to 3 p.m., it just felt so heavy.
Yeah. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Man, it was like frustration, too. Let me do a frustration clearing with the anger. So here's frustration. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boy, let's do from 3 to 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That doesn't feel too bad. And we'll do it from, we'll say 6 to now. Different time zones will be different, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I'd like to hear some comments here. You can just see what where you lock into that energy. And, wow, this is quite something. So, back to you, Sylvia. Maybe we'll get some callers to call in to give us some clarity on this here.
Well, I noticed that one person on the fast chat had anger that was actually directed toward them. So it's almost more like a psychic attack or some kind of, you know, energy being hurled at them. So would that be a different type of clearing?
Yeah, that would typically be under, you know, psychic attacks, possibly courtings, which could be pretty similar.
And maybe sensory body, too, because if you're sensitive and then you get around energy like that, it just kind of is hard.
Let's do a chakra courting here. So, sixth chakra release, this is from you and that person. Fifth, fourth release, third release, second release, and first release. And now we'll do a psychic attack energy. And here we go. Oh, man. Ugh. So, count to 20. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Wow. Boy, let's do, let me do a feeling body, because maybe if you know about psychic attacks and you know that you're being directed to, you may get your feelings hurt in a sense. So here we go, feeling body. So 1, 2, oh man, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now let's do a psychic attack here. We'll just do above the waist, and then we'll do below the waist. So above the waist first, where the energy is settled into you, and it has to go somewhere when they attack you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And below the waist, oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's very unusual. I would assume that above the waist could be where people would normally attack you because they would think of you. So what are they going to think of? Typically your head, your face, okay? So why would you be attacked below the waist? Very interesting.
Well, Ron, it seems like
Family,
it often is that way. With family, because you're so tied in to your family members. That's how I experience
it. Yeah, it could be maybe like, you know, well, it's still below the waist, though, you know. Why would they attack your legs, your knees, your feet, you know? That's very strange.
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking of the lower chakras, I guess.
Yeah, this is below the waist, so unless you're attaching maybe to sexual organs or something. I don't know. It's really weird. I don't have an answer for that one, people. So let's do sensory body. Here we go. So, one, my nose is running. Interesting. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's wait for a caller. We'll go silent here.
So we have some comments I'll just mention from the fast chat while we're waiting for a caller. And I'll give the phone number again for those that are just tuning in. Please use this phone number just for Friday nights. This is 415-762-1161. So please call and ask Ron your questions live. Oh, that was great timing. Hi,
good,
who's
we got
there?
A caller. Someone on the line.
Hi, Ron, Sylvia, how are you doing?
Hi, Larry.
Good, how are you, Larry?
Great. I just wanted to announce that we have a new number for Station 2. The call-in number is 530-413-4515. Or if that doesn't work, you can call 4520. That's a new number for Station number 2. But
oh,
Station
great.
Number 1 is still the same.
Thank
That's
you.
Great.
You're on top of it.
Okay, and then I'd like to talk a little bit to Ron tonight about the spirit bodies within us, that if Ron, if a person is abused, they retreat from the mental body back to the emotional body or to the pain body or one of those bodies, and they have to heal. When they heal, then they're saying, well, I can't think. I can't solve my problems. I can't think. I'm in the wrong body. I've been abused, and I've retracted to another body. So when they heal, they go back from the emotional body or the pain trauma body back to the mental body so they can solve their problems. And then from there, they drop down to the mind body to the heart body. And then they say, well, am I a mentalist spiritualist because I'm in the mind and heart body? And I think my viewpoint about that is that, no, you can't use two bodies at one time. You could, but I don't think that's the case. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's called the cognitive body. It works through the heart, and we use our cognitions to solve our problems at that point. Does that sound right to you, Ron?
I would think you're pretty much right on. That sounds it's great.
Okay.
What you're describing is what
and the metaphysical people, the spiritualist people, they always say, oh, stay in the spirit. Well, which one, the mind, emotion, or the heart? The cognitive,
right.
The mind, or the emotional? So we can always say, well, in the cognitive spirit, and they're all spirits, but we identify the cognitive spirit then as the right one with our cognitive thoughts to solve our problems with. So that's why where we're different from the mentalists and the emotionalists and the other people and the spiritualists, because they're in their mind, they call that spirit, but really we call the cognitive body the spirit then. So I'm just trying to qualify this so that we can understand it better. So I'm glad if you agree with that then.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad to me. Very interesting. Yeah, but it's very possible as you have one body healed that maybe you're using, you might drop into or go into another body that's also suffering. So maybe one of your bodies, not you, Larry, but we'll just say one of the bodies that we work with gets overfilled, like the emotional, then it goes to feeling. So maybe let's just say that you heal, we'll just say the feeling body, then the emotional one would have a problem because that's the next one in line going backwards, okay? So that's why I always do the emotional one first. But hypothetically, we'll say that maybe you're dealing with, let's just say, six different bodies that you use all the time, and you get the first one healed, and then it goes back to the previous one that overfilled itself, and then that got dumped onto the next body. So that could be another way of looking at it. It's not like when you have an accident, when you have pain. You know, the most strongest pain is what you feel first, and then as you heal that particular injury, we'll say, then the next pain comes up somewhere on your body, and then after that gets healed, then the next pain pops up. So you go through different stages of pain because the strongest pain is what you're experiencing.
Uh-huh.
So very interesting, yeah. But that does make sense to me.
Okay, thank
you
so much for that. And can we get a healing for that, too, to stay in our right body and transfer to our right body at this point?
Yeah, we can put people into your heart center again here. So let's make
okay,
sure
and also
all
I need to transfer because I'm still feeling my sunstroke from a past lifetime. I need to transfer from that into my cognitive body that we use in the heart center. I'd like to transfer and into that, get some healing for that tonight too.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do that clearing here. So if you have an issue from the past that you know about in this lifetime, where maybe that particular body got overwhelmed too much with an issue, not knowing what body it is, what you might do is just think about it, maybe have your body tell you what energetic body is corrupted, where this energy lies. So here we go. Just think of a situation. And remember, it could either be some type of an emotional energy or it could be physical. And we'll do a clearing for this here. So just think of it yourself. And when you have that, we'll start the clearing. Looks like everybody has something here. Just think of one thing, though. I'll pick the worst of the worst here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So just see how that's working. Now I want you all to kind of figure out what body was corrupted, which held this charge in, okay? Because the pain could also be held somewhere else, possibly. But mainly we work with the pain body. But it's possible that it got leaked over from something else. Maybe the trauma had so much trauma that it overfilled it because you also had physical pain. And the pain now took a lot of that energy, you know, because that other body was filled up. So it could be dealing with pain and trauma in the pain body. But that would mean that your trauma body is overwhelmed too. So just kind of think about what it is. This is for yourself to figure out. And you may want to have a clearing on that. So thank you, Larry. Hope that helps.
Thank you, Ron, very, very much.
Okay, you're very welcome. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We had we have a request for repeating the new phone numbers for Friday night. So we have 530-413-4511. 530-413-4511. And if you can't get through on that one, then try 4515 instead. So that should help you out. So we look forward to your calls. And, Ron Pete from Australia says that below the waist is massive lately as far as attacks go and pins in feet. So any recommendations for Pete?
Boy, pins in your feet. Well, that normally, if it tingles, that means that you have energy going into your feet now that you didn't have before. How do you pick that up? Sylvie, do you think it was from an attack by the aliens giving him pins in his feet, or do you think he's just getting energy into his feet? Maybe you could retype that in. If you feel warmth or tingles, and if it's gone away, if you have an attack, more than likely it's still going to feel pinpricks right now or a lot of, pins. Normally after the healings, I think those sensations of your spirit energy coming to you may only last about a minute or two, and then your body will balance out. So that's not going to be a prolonged thing. So why don't you type it in again so we can just see, Peter, if you still have the pins in your feet. And if it is, then we'll do an alien attack removal on it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, here's a request I haven't seen before, and this is for clearing gunshot wounds for the astral body.
Oh, boy, here we go. I think we did a clearing on that, not this, but a similar clearing sometime. When, I don't remember, but we did something like this here. Working with energies. So I think that was the Monday show. So here we go. So this is when you go out to the astral plane, you're out having fun or not having fun, but you're doing something that you shouldn't be. I think the astral plane was probably put in place for trauma when you're not here to work out your aggressions, typically, or to be aggressed upon. So here we go, gunshot wounds. So if you're out there playing around, Bonnie and Clyde or something, and you got shot, here we go. So let's do the, we'll make this interesting too. Let's do shots that were in your head. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. Yeah. And now we'll do just neck, I guess, here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do, I guess, our whole torso here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll go down to our complete legs and feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how that feels. I believe the Monday show we took out swords out of people. And that was interesting, too. Remember, you don't know what you don't know until something's released from you and you feel better. And that's the way life is here, I think. There's so much that the body has to put up with that it's incredible that it could even live each day by all these attack energies. So I see Peter's back on here. I think he's still feeling pins in his feet, possibly. Let's see here. More like sharp jabs. Okay, here we go. Alien attack removal. Let's see if any critters are in his room. So we'll also do at the same time the darkness to light clearing. Bring in the light shift defense shift. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Bring in the male energies now. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's get rid of these aliens that are attacking here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's just see if that helps you out there, Peter. Okay, that's you, Sylvia. Just wait for our next caller here.
Okay, so let's see what's going on the fast chat. Oh, Kimberly says that clearing the other time was for swords.
Yep, we did swords. That was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And Mila says, wow, thanks. Feels amazingly better. What a surprise.
Let's do one for drowning. That's a big one here.
Oh, okay.
Let's do one on the astral plane if you had an experience of drowning, okay? And that might equate to, in this lifetime, something manifesting in you, maybe as a runny nose. It could be choking a lot, maybe lung problems, coughing. So here we go. So this is if you drowned on the astral plane and you came back into your body, and it brought that trauma with it of that experience. Maybe your spirit brings you those experiences, and the body then takes it on as its own, okay? That it thinks that it happened to it. This is the way it works. The spirit imprints all this stuff into you. And also, your body imprints it also from it into the spirit. So either way, we have problems here. So here we go. Drowning on the astral plane. So 1, 2, 3. I check your breath. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I will say, what can happen is that, since we're talking about, these incidents here, let's just talk about the last one, drowning. It's very possible that maybe your spirit could hop out of your body. You know, maybe you're at work having a hard time, and it goes, man, I just want to get out of here. And I really like swimming. So your spirit now finds somebody, and like an entity, hops into their body, and this person's swimming. It goes, man, I just really love, you know, swimming. And all of a sudden, the person drowns, okay? What's going to happen to your spirit? hello, it'll take on the trauma of that person drowning. And this is actual happening, you know, we'll say in the now, okay? Or at least, you know, in this lifetime. So now your spirit basically drowned, you know, it's dead in a sense, and now it comes back to you, you know, with whatever, maybe the person swallowed a whole bunch of water, okay? And now it comes back into you, and you're wondering how come you're choking and coughing at work, and your spirit now is having that problem. And it can also go on even further than that. Let's just say that maybe a person, you know, you watch a TV, just say you watch a TV program, and they're showing you an operation on somebody who maybe has a brain tumor or something, or a hemorrhage, and your spirit's watching it with you, and it has compassion for that person, goes into the body, and you're watching the program, and all of a sudden you hear the thing go, beep, 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 beep. Person dies. Well, your spirit's in there. What's going to happen to it? It's taking on all the trauma, too, of that person who died. Now it comes back to you, and you go, man, I got a headache. What the heck's going on with me? That's really a powerful, you know, movie or, you know, situation that I saw on TV, you know, it's affecting me. Well, you still have it with you. So now you have, you know, into you, you know, like on your psychic billboard in a sense, and also in your body, a physical death experience. Okay. So I'm just doing this live here. So would that be one of your, could that be a death barcode that you just experienced? Certainly would be. So very interesting. You just died by somebody else with your spirit, and it's now in you, and now it has to get rejuvenated again, brought back to life, and you might feel crappy for 3-4 weeks, okay, as your spirit now, you know, finally gets back into sync with your body, and very, very interesting. This brings up so many issues that it could go in many different directions, so I do know that I have released on the same line entities out of people. People are watching a movie. Maybe they see a dog die, and they love dogs, and they go, oh, man, that dog got run over, you know, in this movie, and I feel sorry for the dog. Or you see a dog on the side of the road that's dead, and your heart goes out, and all of a sudden, you know, you hang on to that energy. So now the dog, the dead dog is in you, okay? And now you have a problem, or maybe you, you know, watching a movie, and maybe an elephant came into you or something, or some really big thing. And now your body starts taking on the form, okay, energetic form of this big elephant. So how are you going to start to look physically? So that's food for thought for everybody. And anyway, I'll probably stop there. But I think you kind of all get the gist of this here. So, man, wow, astral plane death experiences or an astral plane clearing maybe. I don't know how to do that one quite yet, but boy, I have a lot of people commenting that they felt better after those two clearings, maybe three after doing the sword one. Let's see here. Maria R. says, or something over face like a helmet. Okay, so maybe on the astral plane and you decided to take on the appearance of a knight with armor, okay? A knight in armor. So let's take away that armor around you. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe they have some torture devices. I've seen some weird things a long time ago made by some company in Germany for somebody who was a weird person who drank blood. I don't know who he was, when it was, but they put these spikes in this, you know, steel cage sort of, and you put your body in it, then you closed it up, and all these spikes went into your body, and it didn't puncture the organs, but it did go in between them or something. It was pretty gross to see that and to see the energy around it. But let's do a clearing for something like that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So, man, this can go in many directions. Thought we had problems before. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I think you hit a hot spot, Ron. Lots of requests from that. So we have a question, which is, can Ron explain what subconsciousness is? Is it dark side?
I really can't explain that one. Let's see here. We all know that the subconscious is what we really don't know that's conscious. So that's what I call it, subconscious or below consciousness, okay? I don't know how the light ship would view that, okay? It's very possible that could be tuning into past life stuff where you have your anxieties and fears, et cetera, and the subconscious comes forward to bring it forth to you to experience in this lifetime. So in one sense, it could even be your DNA encoding, which comes forth in this lifetime too. So it is an energy of consciousness. You know, we all know that, and I think maybe that's what it could be. It could be related to cellular memory. And it could go maybe a little deeper than that, too, but that's kind of what I would think. Also, you know, your subconscious could also help to maybe regulate your body operation, you know, what happens inside of your body a little bit, too. It's not the mind of the body. I've been clearing for that. So the mind of the body is not your subconscious, but it could possibly affect it. And is it in the darkness or from the dark side? I think anything that deals with the past that we have to bring forward on an issue or something, where we're not in the now and we're bringing all the garbage up from the past, is the darkness. So, yes, I would say it would be generated from darkness.
Well, here's a very interesting question. It's one, Pete is wondering if you could do a clearing that would let everyone release a reoccurring dream.
Boy, see what we can do here. Man, okay. On the surface, it just looks like, you know, you have, in a sense, you know, like this little movie projector or VHS tape or DVD or something, and this dream is on it and it comes back. Well, it goes so much more deeper than that. So what I'll do is just work with that particular program that's allowing this dream to come forward, okay? So here we go. Let's work with the program that's allowing the dream to come forward. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see if that helps you. You might feel some energy now. I don't know. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, before we continue on, you may have already mentioned this, but is there going to be a Q&A call tonight?
Yeah, there will be basically half an hour from now. And the phone number is 646-519-5800. So 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. That'll start around 8 o'clock, a little bit after. And I don't like them to go over an hour and a half, and the people back east need to get their sleep. So that's 12:30 their time. So typically that would be the way I'd like to have it work. And it's designed to have new people come forward who are, you know, say a newbie, listening to the program, wants to know what it's about. And also, you know, the regular people can come on too. So I like to get the new people to come on first, and especially the people back east in case they can't stay up that late and ask their questions and stuff. So, and it is very entertaining. The last show was very good. I think they're all pretty good. I shouldn't call it a show, but it almost feels like one. But it's very interactive, and a lot of information gets told from people people to people who are on the phone lines, and also I do talk to, but the whole thing is just an open forum for discussion about things that happen to us. So let's see what else I got here. We got one about arrows. Okay, let's do arrows. So
great.
If you have any people who are maybe North American or South American Indian or anywhere else they use arrows, this might help you out too, because it'll be in your DNA. So here we go. So, or even cavemen possibly. That could be all of us, or women. So, one, releasing these, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. That one again, there's some other energies here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I have a question here about we're going to be starting our 8-hour calls again. So, yeah, it'll be after the 8-hour calls will be this month after the Saturday call, which will be on the 14th, so which will be, you know, a week from tomorrow. So I'll be sending out emails shortly here. So it'll be the 14th, it'll be the Saturday 4-hour, and then we have the 15th, 22, and 29th. It'll be the 8-hour special lengthy calls for body rejuvenation and healing and alien parasites and things like that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, did we do one on electrocution or shock? We have a request for that one.
Well, let's do that. Let's do one about that, dealing with electricity. Then we'll do lightning. I'm kind of curious on that one.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. So electricity. That's only been around for a short time here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh boy, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do one for being struck by lightning. Being enlightened here, huh? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, I'm yawning, wow, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. Oh, we got a caller. Okay,
I think I heard a
there.
Caller on. Anybody on?
Hello, Victoria Ann here.
Hello,
hi.
It's Victoria Ann. Hi, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Listen, the show is so great today. I'm also having so many wins. Whatever the Creation Light Ship is doing out there, I wanted to acknowledge that first, because even though they're handling BC, I think Ron said they're handling way back BC time, but I have all of my, how do I say this, without sounding strange, but I think you can clarify it in words that I help people understand, Ron. My arms are back totally, my right arm fully, and my legs, my right legs are back totally. Even though I've been functioning and everything, it's like Creation Lightship did something in BC that made me have my body back more than it's ever been, and I wanted to acknowledge that. It was so beautiful to feel that. And I also had another thing. I had an insight after this happened. It was in the last couple of days, is that the aliens are afraid of water, H2O. So anyway, I just, you know, if you have any comment on that, or if I'm off on that, or if it's something that might be. Anyway, take it, Ron.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, we could probably all connect dots on that, because we know that when we take a shower, we feel better, okay? So it's possible that they leave us alone, we take a shower. I can't guarantee that, but, you know, you are connecting dots, and you do get yourself cleaned off. So maybe they don't like taking a bath. You know, that's possible. Maybe their energetic system doesn't do that. So it's one way to look at it. Very interesting. In fact, why don't you give me a call after the program here, Victoria Ann. Can you do that? If you're listening, yeah, you give me a call on my phone number here. And I'll just see if I can add some more clarity to that here if I get anything. And then I'll go on the conference call for everybody at maybe 8:05 tonight. So let's do a clearing for, let's see here. Let's do one for loud noises, okay? This is on the astral plane. So here we go. So stronger. I'll do this instead of counting to 10. Stronger. I better do 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do you see how your ears are feeling? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I have a request here for astral chains. So maybe people are being chained up, held captive, you know, maybe torture. So let's first do the chains, and then we'll do for chain torture. We'll just see which one resonates with you. And here we go. So chains. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, I can feel that one. Wow, coming off a lot of people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do chakras on your arms and feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do torture, being chained up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I guess one of the more common things is maybe having your head, you know, like the French did, putting the guillotine, you know, and having that thing come down and cut your head off. That could be done in the astral plane, too. So some of you out there maybe have maybe a hard time speaking or talking. Could be even a breathing problem, neck problem. Let's do this one here. So this is having your neck severed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, we're back here again. See if your neck feels better. Move it around. Maybe it might move a little bit smoother. Who knows? I'd get some comments on that. Yeah, I'm going to have to do an astral plane clearing, looks like.
Maybe you can also send me an email
of what different issues are that I can put on there. That would be great. So send it to creationlightship@yahoo.com and put in the title box astral plane. That'd be great. Or astral or something. We're still working on the robotic one. And also the shadow bodies. So those are coming up. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, we have a humorous request for removal of the entire astral plane. I'm sure that's a little bit bigger than what you can do on the radio show. But
not yet. I'd like to, but not yet.
It does seem like there's a lot of people stuck there or energy stuck there.
Yeah, that's that's what people go to when they sleep a lot of times, getting information sometimes, bringing back stuff in your dream. So, it could be parallel life, which we call the astral plane too. Just a different way to enter into that system. So, I don't know if it's just strictly here on this earth plane where that astral plane exists, and they also play the movies for you of different events, and or if it's also connected to parallel lifetimes. So, I don't know, but basically it makes no difference, I think, because the bottom line is that we need it. How and why is one thing, but, it's one of those things that looks like we need. Remember, this is a paranormal show, so we're discovering more things again. Remember, this is how we found the orb energy that one time. These loving orbs, huh?
Yeah.
Orbs for you. So let's do an orb clearing.
Great.
So here we go. Taking some orbs off of you, off your skin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. See if that helped you. That's you, Sylvia.
Well, we had one request for clearing of thunder on the astral, but maybe that's what you did when you did the loud noise.
Yeah, probably so. We did the lightning, so that'd be probably second to that one, I think.
Okay, and then someone else was, I think, asking for being chased on the astral plane and fear.
Hmm. So that could be a good one. So here we go. Because you are doing that on the astral plane. Remember, it's all normally confrontation. So being chased. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, that was a pretty intense one. Okay, so we have
that one, I think. Here we go. So
what's
one,
that?
I'm going to continue on because there's a lot of energies there. So, 1, 2. In fact, let's do, normally you have your same body that you have now in the astral plane. So let's kind of narrow it down. So let's do a male chasing you, and then we'll do a female. 1 for the males, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do a healing for people that have females chasing them. Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of jokingly, in a sense, see like a woman chase them out the frying pan. You may hit them over the head or something. Anyway, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess the third one basically is a dog chasing you, you know. Could be a pit bull or something, and you're running for your life. Here we go. So dog's chasing you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Okay, and what about being chased by
alien
or craft, spacecraft, something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And hovering over your head, shooting lasers at you, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Being chased by a UFO or something like that. So here we go. 1, aircraft. 2, 3, 4, spacecraft. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, since we're doing all this here, we're dealing with a lot of darkness energies. It's very possible that the darkness in people, these energies that live with you, inside of you, around you, view things through your eyes, these alien energies may want to go to the light. Because we kind of woken up a lot of these things. And so these things could have body hopped from you, taking a ride on your spirit to your physical body. Okay? So let's get these energies out. So let's do the darkness to light clearing. This is on the website. It's free on the left side of the navigation link. So here we go. I'll count to 10. This is just a partial clearing of this here, but it will work. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, a lot of things are leaving, so that's great. Let's do the emotional clearing here. And like I say, the first clearing that you want to do, if you're working with a light ship, is to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. And the cost is $5 times your age. And once you get that off of you, your experiences that you had in the past will be knocked away completely. Not that it's 100%, but most people can start a new life because the past is not connected to them from the emotional energy. So this is the best thing to have, is the emotional clearing. That's number one. The most important clearing that I can do for people is that emotional clearing, because it can change your life within probably a half an hour. So here we go. So one-time clearing. So let's do a clearing here. Boy. A lot of stuff's going on this minute here. A lot of energies are coming through. Let's do the darkness to light clearing here. I feel a lot of ones around me wanting to go to the light. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's do the be here now clearing. So in a bring your spirit back. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And bring your body back to this reality. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Sylvia. Back to you. I'm still, that was quite something to feel all the healing energies around me here.
Yeah, I think we picked up a lot of stuff from the astral or something, because there was a lot of ones that wanted to get out. Yeah,
so dark
no
side
doubt.
Gave them a curse, you know.
Yeah.
It's another darkness light clearing.
Great.
In fact, all of you listening, do that clearing after the either tonight or, you know, tomorrow. I would do it pretty quick. Maybe after the our Q&A tonight. That'd be wonderful to help some of these beings out, because remember, everybody goes to the astral plane. So if you got any hitchhikers, they can leave. So here we go. You might even want to do it daily when you wake up. Just put the clearing on and do it if you have time to get rid of that stuff. So here we go. More darkness to light clearing. So for the newcomers, this gives the energy of darkness, which is beings without a spirit or soul in their body, a chance to have that and then to come into the light, to kind of switch over from not having it, where they're under control, lack of free will, free choice. This is what the dark side does. You know, there's always something controlling something, and to come into, you know, free will, free choice. And there's no time there. So when you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're out of time, you're in spirit of the light. So here we go, darkness to light clearing. So stronger. Just the water here. Stronger, and stronger. Okay, we'll do another one here. People screaming. Maybe you're hearing screams, or maybe you're screaming in your dreams on the astral plane. Here we go. Or even parallel lifetimes. So here we go. One, get this out. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember, these are all sample clearings. So, you know, you want to stay with these. This is why I'll be putting this on the website at some point here to do this. All the clearings that we do is not a permanent clearing for you. It just shows you what the light shift can do, and it can give you some kind of Band-Aid to help you. So I guess some people will call me up and say, gee, Ron, I want to get this clearing. Well, do you have your emotional clearing yet? They go, no, I haven't had it, but I did it on the BBS show. You did it for me. I said, well, it's not your whole lifetime. They go, oh, it wasn't? But I feel much better. So, you know, you have to get that clearing if you wish to go further with creation, light, shift, healing, because you have to get rid of the emotions in this lifetime, all these traumas that came up and resurfaced. So that's number one. And all that we do is sample clearings here on this program, which is, you know, just like a grain of sand in the ocean compared to what happens. So you want to get your whole lifetime clearings done. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that helps to everybody out there. Their time is coming to a close here, so...
Yeah, I just want to sneak in a couple of quick questions. I know this time went really fast, but we have a new person on the line, on the fast chat, who is asking what would be some good healings for someone who is a walk-in.
First thing is emotional clearing. That's number one. Do that clearing first. And then you probably want to do spirit integration. You probably need to email me, and I'll see what I can do to figure out what you may need. But you do want to do a spirit integration clearing for your body, that your spirit may not be in the body properly if you're a walk-in. And,
okay, great.
That's what I would say. Okay.
Wonderful.
So,
well, our time is up. I'll just give the number for the fast chat one more time if you like. I mean, not the fast chat, the Q&A call, which is free tonight.
Okay.
It's area code 646. 519-5800, so 646-519-5800, and then you enter the PIN code, which is 9009. So if you have questions that you'd like to ask Ron, that will start in about 5 or 10 minutes from now.
Okay, yeah, so get on the call. And Victoria, Anne, if you're still there, give me a jingle real quick. We can talk about what you talked about here. And then I'll be on the call probably in about 5 minutes, everybody. So blessings. Thank you for coming. Tomorrow night is Saturday night live on the Light Ship. Go to the Light Ship, and the program starts at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. So see you later, everybody, and we're on station 1.